a Boots pharmacist in Cornwall, May 2014. The only way he benefited personally was in not coming under pressure for failing to fulfil his MUR targets. A Boots pharmacist in Stafford, November 2015. This committee has experience of otherwise competent and honest pharmacists feeling themselves under pressure to pretend to have completed medicine use reviews. On the one hand, you have an NHS looking to move more of its patient care into the private sector. On the other, you have giant chains such as Boots chasing lucrative new business. And in the middle, you have the humble pharmacist, responsible for diagnosing ailments and dispensing medicines, and personally liable for errors. Yet, under intense managerial pressure, they are being stripped of their professional discretion, and some feel they are being turned against their own patients. A Boots pharmacist based in the Northwest told me a few of the targets he was set. MURs, NMS, items, drugs dispensed. There's an over-the-counter target for sales as well. We have a texting service. The patient is texted when their medicine is ready. Then we started getting targeted on how many we signed up to the service and how many we actually text. And if you're behind on dispensing because of staff cuts, then people are coming in before their medicines are ready, so you're not texting them. He added, if you miss any target, they want to know to the nth degree why you haven't done it.